Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A Russian court has ordered four men suspected in last Friday's attack on a Russian concert hall held pending trial on terrorism charges. 137 people were killed in the Moscow attack and scores of others were injured. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines reports.
Russian state media reports the four suspected attackers are citizens of the former Soviet Republic of Tajikistan. A court statement said all four pled guilty to shooting scores of innocent civilians at the Crocus City Music Hall last Friday. Yet appearing briefly before the media, the suspects all showed outward signs of torture, with one arriving with a bandaged ear and another unconscious in a wheelchair. Meanwhile, questions still linger over who ordered the attack. An Islamic State group has claimed responsibility, and the U.S. has come to that conclusion as well. Yet Russian officials, including President Vladimir Putin, have instead suggested Ukraine was involved, a charge the authorities in Kyiv strongly deny. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
In Senegal, early provisional results indicate a 44-year-old opposition leader has taken the lead in presidential elections. Several supporters took to the streets in Senegal in celebration last night. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu has more.
Last week, Bassirou Diomaye Faye was freed from prison, detained without trial for a year, accused of inciting insurrection. Now, he's taken an early lead in the presidential elections. Several opposition figures have already conceded victory to him, and celebrations erupted across the country for a candidate who has amassed huge support from young and disaffected voters. The candidate for the ruling party, former Prime Minister Amadou Ba, has called the celebrations premature and says he expects the result to go to a runoff, which it would if no candidate gains 50% of the vote. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
It's been 1 year since former President Donald Trump launched his campaign with a rally in Waco, Texas. The choice of that location and his embrace of the violent events of January 6th have some extremism experts concerned. NPR's Odette Youssef prepared this report.
The Trump campaign has said it chose Waco last year because of the city's proximity to Texas population centers. But it's also near where 76 members of the Branch Davidians died in April 1993 after a long standoff with federal agents. Kathleen Ballou of Northwestern University says, to the far right, Waco symbolizes a tyrannical government and a need for violent resistance.
That's an old idea in American history, but it's never been weaponized by somebody like Trump in this particular way. And I think it's very concerning in its sort of authoritarian impulses.
Trump has characterized legal cases against him and January 6th defendants as government overreach. Odette Youssef, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Donald Trump faces two legal issues in New York State today. A judge may set the date for his criminal trial on alleged hush money payments. And it's the deadline for Trump to pay the $500 million judgment for a civil fraud trial. The New York Attorney General could seize his properties if Trump fails to pay. Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, and Jerry Seinfeld were among the comedians honoring Kevin Hart at the Kennedy Center last night. Hart received the 25th annual Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has more.
Kevin Hart's stand-up packs stadiums. His movies have grossed more than $4 billion worldwide. But that didn't stop his fellow comedians and actors from roasting him. Regina Hall has been in several movies with Hart.
Kevin's career, it skyrocketed. Everyone knows. No one saw it coming. But one person did. It wasn't me. No.
In addition to his career as an entertainer, Hart is also an entrepreneur. He's got his own production company and co-founded restaurants and a tequila brand. Hart said he got his work ethic from his mom, who died in 2007. You can watch the Mark Twain Prize on Netflix beginning May 11th. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
The CEO of aircraft maker Boeing says he is going to step down at the end of this year. Dave Calhoun has been navigating Boeing through trouble. Federal officials are investigating after a door plug blew off a Boeing jet earlier this year. They've said there are a series of quality and production problems at Boeing. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.